honest with you, I wish we could receive it yesterday. I mean, we are such a dire situation right now. We're at knife's edge in terms of funding. We're under 15% funded in the fourth month of the year for the humanitarian response plan. So we need money immediately to start flowing in ASAP, and hopefully that will happen. And so we can start to serve the very desperate population throughout the whole country. And we can do that in order to try and stem the possibility of a famine which is looming large in the country and could be predicted at some point this year.
What are the key priorities for your operations in Yemen once the funding is available for you?
Well, I mean, for us, it's a full range of activities that we have to address, and those include, obviously, nutrition, food security, the health services, which are 50% completely obliterated, no longer functioning. We have to look at the protection issues. We have to look at the water and sanitation issues. And it's a combination of all those issues that are causing this really complex humanitarian crisis. And we've seen cholera breaking out, and we see the threat of famine, which is a combination of all of those sectors that we have to respond to. Otherwise, we'll have serious problems in the course of this year.
You warned several times of the risk of famine in Yemen. From what you heard today from different donors and countries, do you think that this could be averted? This could be avoided?
Yeah, if we get the resources that are needed to address the population of 7 million people who are in real need of food support from us, and nutrition support, health, and all the other things. If we can get that now and get a pipeline, so there's no pipeline break for the humanitarian food assistance that comes into the country, we have access to 80% of the population. We have access to all governorates in the area. We've identified through the survey of the IPC food security, we've identified the 59 districts in the country which would be our target population for support. So we're ready.
And what was the one thing you wanted to make sure that all participants are fully aware of?
To me, it was purely a humanitarian conference. It was not about recovery and reconstruction, and it wasn't about pledges and promises. It was about hard cash and resources to address the needs. And I think we've achieved that today, and now we need the money to start flowing and the resources to start flowing so that we can then start to address those very gargantuan-sized needs of the humanitarian catastrophe that's in Yemen right now.